Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God, that there was a voice of Joseph Godwin singing, The God That Answers Prayers. I hope you are blessed, amen. You're welcome to the 30th day in April 2024, and here's God's word to us today. Our Heavenly Father is a prayer answering God, amen. Within scriptures from Psalm chapter 65 verse 2, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for a beautiful day that you have made. We're also grateful for causing us to see the last day in the month of April. We're also grateful for the gift of life, for health and strength, for your goodness to us, for preservation and protection. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts and with understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. There is a unique characteristic of God that many believers have not yet come to terms with. Our Heavenly Father is a prayer answering God. He doesn't just desire to answer the prayers of His saints, He actually answers them. Let me re-emphasize it again. Our Heavenly Father is a prayer answering God. And everyone who has been calling upon Him or continues to call upon Him shall receive astonishing answers accompanied by awesome deeds. Amen. In 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, This is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. It is possible that you might have even forgotten about a particular prayer you have prayed in time past and have even given up hope on it because it seemed as though God wasn't interested in answering you. But you will receive mind-blowing answers that will cause your head to spin. Amen.
In Psalms 65, verse 5, the psalmist said, "You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas." Beloved, as this month comes to an end today, I declare over you that God, who came through for Zechariah and Elizabeth, will answer all your prayers and cause you to receive arrears in areas where you experienced a seeming delay, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Although Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist, experienced delay in having children, their prayer was eventually answered. In Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 14, the Bible records, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the cause of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his cause, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth." Amen. It is obvious that Zechariah had stopped praying about childbearing and has forgotten about the possibility of fathering any children, but God didn't forget their prayer. Even though it seemed delayed in the eyes of men, God came through for them at his own appointed time. Therefore, I prophesy to everyone reading or listening to this devotional today, may the God of heaven give you that long-awaited miracle which will cause you to have joy and gladness in Jesus' name. Amen. You will certainly have a reason to invite others to come and celebrate with you because of the wonders of God in your life. Nothing is impossible with God, and he will give you the greatest surprise of your life as you step into the fifth month of this year. Believe it, expect it, and you will have it. Shalom. Let us pray together. Believers, say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, you are my God, and I put my trust in you. Please answer me speedily and give me evidence that will disappoint the expectations of my enemies and shut the mouth of all my mockers permanently, in Jesus' name. And we will say amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out this episode is Fred Hammond singing, I Will Trust. I'm still your host, friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifone. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around when He placed His love on me. And I could trust Him.
Trust in the Lord, He is faithful.
the night.